This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 18th, 2017. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I've got a lot of news and information that I want to cover. We're going to be getting into some of the legislation that is being attempted to be passed in Congress. It is just amazing. Some of it I woke up to and started investigating this morning. We're going to get to that. A lot of news. It'll be second hour, maybe bottom of second hour before we can take phone calls. I had I was trying to line it up today to have Chris Cantwell live from SEG in Charlottesville jail be able to call in today. It did not work out, apparently. Chris's donations are down. You can go to dailystormer.hk. I believe that's right. I should verify that. I don't want to say that one wrong. Yeah, .hk. if you would like to donate money or read up on some of the latest. A few announcements before we get started. If you didn't hear the broadcast yesterday, David Duke, Mark Collette, and you want to know what's going on in Ungreat Britain, their media, their commercials, what they're portraying as a natural average family now in Ungreat Britain, you need to listen to that broadcast. It's the same as what we see over here in our media. I mean, you would think, one, if you watch the world news, you would think nothing's happening in Europe, that Europe must just be some bastion of utopia, because you get no reporting whatsoever from mainstream media about the events taking place in Europe. You have to go to alternative sources of media to find out anything like the truth. The deliberate omissions by the mainstream media is just unbelievable. We're going to be getting into that more. A couple of comments I got to make. I have no, I'm no fan of Roy Moore. He's a big Zionist, but it is amazing to see how our enemies are so against Roy Moore. And, of course, they're trying to take over the Senate, and if so, they're going to obviously attempt to probably impeach Donald Trump. But with that said, it's also interesting and amusing to watch the Republican Party just disintegrate in front of your eyes because they're such a bunch of lapdog prostitutes. And, of course, their treatment of Roy Moore, calling for him to drop out, your very own, person of the same party, the Republican Party, so quick, tell him to drop out. But one of the things I wanted to mention before we get into the news, and I've got to move fast, Mitch McConnell, which I totally despise, but he actually came on TV and in an interview this week, and he was saying that if the people of Alabama did go on and elect Judge Roy Moore, you know, despite the media crucifixion, despite the abandonment of the Republican impotent party, despite all of the cucked out Republicans coming out and calling for him to drop out, that he maybe wouldn't be fit to be seated in the Senate. Mitch McConnell had held this out, saying that he maybe wouldn't seat Judge Roy Moore because, you see, the Senate is such an esteemed, virtuous group of moral role models, above reproach, such a bastion of honorability and nobility and high standards and virtues, such a class of elitists to be revered and to be honored because they can't be sullied by such a filthy scandal as the fact that Judge Roy Moore might have kissed a teenage girl. He can't be part of such an exemplary, fine examples of proper conduct as the U.S. Congress and Senate. That is far and far above any reproach. Now, quickly, and there was actually 61 of these, and only went back to 1970. 61, for the love of God, of these. But I'm only going to share a few. Because Mitch McConnell said that Judge Roy Moore wouldn't be fit to be included in such a high bastion of morality above reproach as the Congress of the United States. John Smith, the Republican from California, leader of the ultra-conservative John Birch Society, admitting to having a complete second family, but refused to support his two children, who ultimately became wards of the state. Dan Crane, representative from Illinois, was censored on July 20th, 1983 for the, that's right, congressional page six scandal and having sex with young congressional pages. Gary Studs, the representative, Democrat from Maine, was censored in the congressional page six scandal for having sex with underage congressional staffers. We can't forget Edward Kennedy, who was in every kind of a scandalous affair and tabloids throughout practically his life. How about Barney Skank, reprimanded by the House for fixing parking tickets, 33 of them, for Steve Gobie, a male escort, who lived with Barney Skank and conducted an escort service from Representative Skank's own apartment. How about Donald Luckins, representative from Ohio, resigned for facing an investigation that he fondled a female Washington elevator operator? How about old Newt Gingrich, resigned from the House after admitting to having an affair with a staffer while he was married to his second wife at the same time he was leading the charge for impeachment of Bill Clinton? How about Bill Clinton? All the revelations of Monica Lewinsky and oral sex in the Oval Office. Ed Schrock, representative for Virginia, announced he would abort his 2004 attempt for a third term after being caught on tape soliciting sex from, that's right, a male prostitute. Strom Thurmond, how about him? A segregationist, fathered a child with Essie Mae Washington, an African-American. How about David Dreyer? Voted against a number of gay right proposals, but was outed concerning his relationship with his chief of staff. Another fag, Mark Foley, resigned his seat after sending sexually explicit emails to a teenage male congressional page. Randall Tobias, Deputy Secretary of State, the AIDS czar appointed by George W. Bush. He resigned after confirming he had been a customer of Deborah Jean Paltry, the D.C. Madam. Remember, she was found dead. Larry Craig, U.S. Senator for 18 years, charged with lewd conduct arising from his behavior in a men's restroom. Eric Mesa resigned to avoid an ethics investigation into his admitting groping and tickling multiple male staffers. They're all fags. How about one of the filters of them all, Anthony Weiner, had resigned from Congress for his sexting admissions. How about maybe the granddaddy of them all, old Denny Hastert, former speaker, three heartbeats away from the presidency, pled guilty to structuring bank withdrawals in order to conceal deliberately unspecified misconduct, where he admitted he had had sexually abused boys while working in a high school as a wrestling coach. So, no, Mitch McConnell, you're not overseeing some bastion of morality. It's actually a bastion of depravity. And Judge Roy Moore would fit in just fine with the rest of this bunch of super filthy fags and depraved degenerates that we call our U.S. Congress. And as I said, there were 61 of those, and I don't know how many I read, maybe 15. There were 61, and I only went back to 1970 to look at how many sex scandals I could dig up out of the U.S. Congress. So I just scratched the surface for you, maybe read 25%. Yeah, it may have been some of the some of the more salacious ones. But please, don't ever, any of you filthers into Congress, ever hold yourself up as any kind of moral absolutes and try to tell the rest of us that you're anything that should be reverenced or honored or even given any kind of respect whatsoever. All right, we've got to get into some of these bills. Now, Daily Stormer, dailystormer.hk, new Senate bill will launch Soviet-style crackdown against American dissidents. Now, listen to this one. I got a couple of them coming up here. That you need to be made aware of. Now, Senator Durbin is proposing legislation designed by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League that will apply federal infrastructure meant to deal with Islamic terrorists against average American citizens. Go look at who the SPLC now classifies as extremist, and you will realize that altogether we're talking about opinions held by 60 or 70% of Americans. We're talking about opinions on gay marriage, abortion, immigration, race, etc. The new bill will send the Department of Homeland Security after them and redouble the FBI's efforts to persecute crime thinkers. Now, you better pay attention. Excuse me. The ADL tweeted out about this bill. We welcome this bill introduced by Senator Durbin, which appropriately recognizes the very real threat of domestic terrorism from the violent white supremacist anti-government groups and other violent domestic terrorists. So, you know, if they if they're for it, you can know we need to be against it. You may have laughed at the prospect of government drones hunting down citizens in the streets of America 10 years ago, but that's exactly what the ADL and the SPLC want. Now, again, I'm reading from the Daily Stormer story. Now, this is from Senate.gov. U.S. Senate Democrat Whip Dick Durbin, Democrat from Illinois, today introduced new legislation to address the growing threat of white supremacist groups and other violent domestic extremists. The Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act would enhance the federal government's efforts to prevent domestic terrorism by requiring federal law enforcement agencies to regularly assess those threats and provide training and resources to assist state, local, and tribal law enforcement in addressing these threats. According to a May 2017 intelligence bulletin by the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Department of Homeland Security, white supremacist extremist poses a persistent threat of lethal violence and white supremacists. Now, get this now. Get this. White supremacists were responsible for 49 homicides in 26 attacks from 2000 to 2016, more than any other domestic extremist movement. Now, you know that's a lie. Now, you know that's a lie. One, I doubt that 16 years, 49 murders they claim, 49 homicides they claim in 16 years. So that's, what, roughly three a year. More than any other domestic extremist movement in the last 16 years, you mean to tell me Black Lives Matter hadn't killed more than 49 people? I mean, that one Black Lives Matter lured those cops in Texas and shot and killed. I can't even remember now. It was several. 49 in 16 years, and we've got to pass new legislation. We've got to create a whole new bureaucracy. We've got to launch massive investigations. And you know this whole story here, the 49 is probably a complete fabrication. Well, I told you last week, the ADL still claiming all of those hoaxed off JCC threats that was communicated from an Israeli in Israel. They're still counting them to bump up their numbers so that they can pass more legislation to eliminate more of your rights. Wake up. Violent white supremacist groups and other right-wing extremists are the most significant domestic terror threat facing the United States today. Really? Violent white supremacists now are the most significant terror threat facing the United States today. What white supremacist group has been involved in shooting up or running down any of these mass attacks we've seen in America? What, I guess they could claim Dylann Roof, and even that to me is a stretch, but the whole rest of the white supremacist. You better fasten your seatbelt, because here's what's happening, people. Well, let me break it down. Here's what's happening. The alt-right, the Daily Stormer, Richard Spencer, Matt Heimbach, we could go down a whole big long list. They are having an effect. 4chan, they are having an effect, and this is how they react. The ADL is setting up a command center in Silicon Valley to eliminate, completely eradicate free speech on the internet, they're telling you, and this bunch of cucked out sellout traders in Washington, D.C. are lining up to pass the legislation. Let me move on. I'm still reading from the story. Our own federal law enforcement agencies recognize that terrorism is on the rise, blah, 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 blah. No mention, no concern of the black on black, black on white crimes. No concern of all of these Muslim refugees and the fact that they're not assimilating at all. And none of that. They're worried about white supremacy. The bill authorizes existing Justice Department, DHS, FBI, that are responsible for monitoring, analyzing, investigating, and prosecuting domestic terrorists. The bill also requires these offices to issue joint annual reports to the House and the Senate and the Homeland Security and Intelligence Committees that assess the domestic terrorist threat posed by white supremacists. This whole thing, what I'm trying to get you to understand, this whole thing is about white supremacists. Now, listen to this. You may be in this bill. You may be in this bill. The DHS, the DOJ, the FBI offices would be required to focus their resources on the most significant domestic terrorist threats. Blah, blah, blah. Additionally, the bill requires the DOJ and local anti-terrorist programs to include training and assistance, share intelligence, blah, 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 blah. Let me get down here to it. The Domestic Terrorist Prevention Act has been endorsed by leading civil... Listen to the groups that's for this now. Leading civil rights organizations, including the Anti-Defamation League. Well, of course, the Arab American Institute. Well, sure, they hate white people. Muslim advocates. Why, sure. And the Southern Poverty Law Center. The bill is co-sponsored by, wait for it, Richard Blumenthal, Ben Cardin, Chris Coons, Tammy Duckworth, Al Molestum Frankenstein, Kristen Gilbrand, Amy Klobarch, Patty Murray, Van Hollen, Cory Booker, and Sheldon Whitehouse. Now, this 400 people were killed in Dick Durbin's Chicago in less than 1 year. 400 people, and he's worried about 49 supposedly killed over 16 years. I mean, the hypocrisy just stretches to high heaven. But listen to this. The FBI has already publicly stated that they have over... Now, listen to this. This may be you. The FBI has already publicly stated that they have over 1,000 white supremacists under investigation at this time. Huh? How about that? And y'all want to email each other all the time and call each other on the phone all the time and tell everything what you're doing all the time. 1,000 is under investigation right now by the FBI, according to this article, and you can—it's got the link to prove it, so you can go to Daily Storm and read this for yourself. The FBI has been using war on terror-style tactics against nationalists as of late. The strategy is to find someone who has a mental disability and send agents and informants to convince them to partake in illegal acts using weapons they promise to provide. The East German Stasi's use similar strategies to root out so-called subversives and use that as an excuse to reduce the political freedoms of everyone. So, you can see how all these groups, in conjunction with their bunch of sellout traders in the Congress, are working feverishly, feverishly to put this legislation in place. Now, we're going to be coming up on the break. When we come back, I've got to run down some of the latest developments in the bills going through Congress about boycotting Israel, and the, by golly, they're putting some teeth in that for you, boys and girls. I've been telling you, this is where it's all headed. It's headed toward the legislation. It's headed toward the criminalization. It's headed toward the elimination of free speech. The handwriting's on the wall. That's why Obama did what he did with the internet. They're trying to put their control grid, prison planet, all together. And it's right in front of your face. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Miriam. Back in a moment.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media, appearing in the studio, running down some of the news of the week, and it is just incredible. I'm going to move forward because I've got a lot I want to get in these 2 hours, and this is coming in from globalresearch.ca based in Canada. So I'm really kind of amazed they're able to continue this website from Canada, but their days are numbered, probably. But the Love for Israel, Senate Bill S-720, making it a crime to support Palestinian human rights. It is fascinating to watch some U.S. senators tripping over themselves as they attempt to defend their support for or opposition to proposed legislation that would make it a federal crime to support the international campaign to boycott, divest, or sanction Israel for its continued occupation of Palestinian lands. What ties these officials up in knots are their efforts to square the circle of their love for Israel, their opposition to BDS, their support for a two-state solution, and anything like a commitment to freedom of speech. Well said. I'm reading straight from the article on Global Research. Now, the bill in question, S-720, was introduced in March by Senator Ben Cardin. S-720 opposes calls by the United Nations to boycott or blacklist companies that support Israeli activities in the territories occupied in the 1967 war. The bill further prohibits any U.S. person from supporting this U.N. call to boycott and establish stiff fines and or imprisonment for Americans who violate this prohibition. Now, there's a lot of different problems with legislation like this. Supporters of S-720 grossly mischaracterized the intent of the U.N. approaches as anti-Israel. In fact, S-720 itself acknowledges the United Nations Human Rights Council specifically targets only businesses that engage in activities in the territories occupied by Israel. The United Nations target is not Israel, but Israeli actions that serve to consolidate its hold over the occupied territories. Then there's the concern of making it illegal, either the act of boycotting Israel or advocating for such a boycott. S-720 is criminalizing free speech and stifling legitimate peaceful protests. Well, absolutely. Absolutely. You see, they hang their argument on the fact that it's legal for George Soros to fund to the tunes of millions or more Black Lives Matter or any subversive terrorist organization that he so chooses, because the Supreme Court ruled that money is free speech. But apparently that does not apply when it comes to Israel, because I guess now this bill, let me tell you, because I'm not sure in this article, I've got several articles here on this. The bill has 48 co-sponsors, 35 Republicans and 13 Democrats. It's been supported by AIPAC and the ADL, blah, 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 blah. But what is interesting in this, the criminal, if you are convicted, if this is passed into law and you're convicted, the fine is up to $1 million and the penalty is up to 20 years in prison. So I guess where we're moving at, boys and girls, as you're called in, you know, your front door's busted down, the FBI cuff you, haul you off, you're in a dark room, dimly lit, just like out of the old, 30s movies, they're slapping you around, and then they produce a piece of video where you're like in Walmart, you pick up some object, look at the bottom of it, and set it back down, and they're like, you boycotted Israel. You're like, I didn't know that was made by Israel, I was trying to find the price. No, that was made by Israel. You were attempting to not buy an Israeli product, 20 years in prison. I mean, that sounds ridiculous, but that is where this is heading. What are they so paranoid of? I can't even find, I don't even know. I've looked a little bit. What is it that I cannot buy that would affect Israel so much? But what this is their ability to incrementally, through this bunch of sellout traitors in our Congress, to legislate this criminality to where everyone's supposed to be scared to death to voice any opposition whatsoever, period, where Israel is concerned. And if they get you to where you can't say it, then they'll get you to where you can't think it, then they'll get you to where you're just a subservient slave they want you to be. That's where they're taking it, and it's so obvious. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back on the Alternative Media Farron in the studio. We are running down the latest of S-720, the bill really putting some teeth and into any attempt to boycott Israel. Now, this is from The Hill. I'm reading this, The Hill magazine. In other words, one could be punished for following the call from a foreign country to boycott a country friendly to the United States. The current AIPAC draft extends the scope of criminality to actions aimed at heeding the boycott call of non-state actors, in this case, the United Nations and the European Union. The proposed legislation also raises the maximum civil penalty from $100,000 to $1 million and doubles the maximum prison sentence from 10 years to 20. Did you just hear that? Now, this latest draft version, they've took the penalties from $100,000 to $1 million and from 10 years to 20 years in prison. So besides making it illegal, any positive response to a foreign state's call not to do business with Israel, this amended legislation now makes it illegal to behave in accordance to the United Nations declarations. As the ACL letter proves and makes clear, the bill makes no distinction between doing business with Israel and doing business with companies that are part of Israel's illegal occupation. So any individual or organization, church, trade union, or business entity that follows international human rights dictates and refuses to buy products from businesses in the occupied Palestinian territories could be subject to this prosecution. In effect, they're going to make everyone scared to be involved in with any business that might be attempting to be involved with any business that might be attempting to be involved with any business that might be attempting to boycott Israel, because the bill sends such a chilling message that many might decide to not even entertain not doing business with Israel. And that is the whole point of these bills. So I'm here to tell you where this legislation has taken us, between this, between the definition of anti-Semitism and the stiff penalties that they're attempting to put in place. And you know they've got the bunch of sellout super cucks in Washington that can't wait to pull the lever and vote this stuff in place. They don't care about the First Amendment. We know that. We've been knowing that for a long, long time. They kneel at the altar of high finance and big money and worship in Israel. And the legislation proves it. That's why this thing's got so many co-sponsors. They can't wait to get their name on that. So here it is. You can watch it for yourself as we see it go through. But I'm here to tell you, I think it's much more important to focus on these issues and where they're going than, you know, chemtrails or, you know, obviously the Pope is a super sellout puppet for the New World Order. So no need to worry about him. We know where he's at. And some of these other side issues. This, with the legislation that I just read at the top of the show of how they're investigating right now, supposedly, apparently, 1,000 white supremacists, and they're trying to put more and more legislation in place to squash and kill and criminalize and jail anyone that stands up for the white race, opposes this oligarchy, this hypocrisy of a democracy, this plutocracy that is destroying our country. You can almost see the fact that a lot of this is coming to a head, and you know, it couldn't be better. We're watching the NFL implode on itself. I love it. We're watching Hollyweird eat itself, and I love it. So we're seeing the and you know, I've got the clip. I probably won't be able to play it, but even on Saturday Night Live, Larry David was admitting that this whole Hollywood scandal, Ratner, Weinstein, you know, Al Franken, the whole thing, you know, it's disproportionately predominantly Jewish. So we will just see as we move forward. Now, I got to get this one in. When you think you've heard it all, Delaware schools to let students pick their own race and gender without informing parents. Let me get to it here. Here we go. It's coming in from The Blaze. A proposed anti-discrimination policy for Delaware schools has parents and state legislatures up in arms. The first state's proposed gender policy would effectively allow students to change their gender identity in learning institutions at the discretion of educational administrators. The policy explicitly provides that educators should consider not consulting or notifying parents of children who wish to change their gender identity if those parents are not supportive enough of the gender identity change. Now, let me read that again. I'm reading this verbatim. The policy explicitly provides that educators should consider not consulting or notifying parents of children who wish to change their gender identity if those parents are not supportive enough of the gender identity change. So the school is supposed to judge for the parents. The school is supposed to judge the parents. The school is supposed to say, well, they're not open-minded enough to allow this young 7-year-old male to decide in the second grade that he wants to be a girl, so we'll just let him be a girl here at school. We won't notify his parents. You know, we own this child. We just lend him back to his parents to sleep overnight. We have the right to dictate and indoctrinate this child into all of this depravity and undermine the rights of the parents and the will of the parents. Let me tell you something. This super filth, this depravity, this push for homosexuality, this blatant, massive ram down your throat of transgenderism is not by accident. It's not any coincidence that for the last however many eons, if you was born with twigs and berries, you was a boy. If you wasn't, you was a girl, and that's the way it is, and that's the way it's supposed to be. And here in just the last couple of years, this cultural Marxism through this controlled media has totally pushed this to the forefront, where every politician has to grovel and stand around and stammer about how much he supports transgender, which is a super small minority. Some, you know, depending on area, but in some areas, 1 or 2% at the largest. But we're all supposed to throw morality, common sense, everything we've been taught and raised, every kind of family value, everything that's supposed to have any kind of a substance toward pushing forward a successful society, we're supposed to throw that to the wind because we turn on the TV and they tell us that we're discriminating against transgender people by just being mean or unaccepting or not tolerant to them. When I will say it once again, what two people, three people, or anybody else does in their bedroom is their own business. I couldn't care less. It's when they're out here trying to parade it around and glorify and promote depravity and propagandize it to young children that I've got a problem with it. And that's all they do. That's all they want to do. That's all they want to do is parade around and be filthers and ram it down everybody else's throat. And guess what? The sellout traitor politicians are sitting back and letting them do it. They're actually embracing it because you heard what I read about our Congress. They're part of it. They love it. They're part of it. They're so sick and depraved and perverted that, you know, they can't help raping the pages that are sent up there, for the love of God. So here in Delaware, they're going to undermine the parental rights so that they can push depravity on young children. How sick is this? This should be child abuse. If I was the governor, one, I would veto that. It would never become law. And anyone that promoted anything like this to young minds should be charged with child abuse. There's nothing sicker. There's nothing sicker that anyone can come up with to do than to try to justify and glorify to a young child that is male or female that it's okay and persuade them to become confused and then maybe ultimately change their gender identity where it would have never, ever, 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 ever happened if it hadn't been justified and glorified and brought to the forefront. All of us listening to this broadcast was little kids at one time. I was a little kid. I was around other kids all the time. I don't remember a single kid, boy or girl, ever, you know, saying, I think I'm a boy or I want to be a girl. You know, can you be an elephant now? Can you just be anything? Can you be a Filipino woman? That's where they're taking it. Anything goes. The more depraved, the better. The more sicker, the better. The more elimination of a nuclear family, we love it. That's what they're pushing, and they're so successful at it. And the results is all around you. All you have to do is look. My lifetime is a diary of it. I can see it from the way the television has changed. I can see it from the way society has changed. I can see it from the way the church doesn't stand for anything. I can see it. how the family has been destroyed. I can see how the youth are so confused. And what is the answer from the media and from our supposed sellout leaders? More poison, more poison, more tolerance, more liberalism, more transgenderism. They're leading us to the justification of pedophilia. Then they're leading us to the justification of bestiality. It's all coming clear. We see how sick they are in Hollywood. They've showed us how sick they are. Hey, having sex with a woman's not enough. They just want to jerk off in public. They just want to do the most sickest and depraved things they can come up with. They want to glorify it in their movies. They want to justify it in society. And they want to see it come to fruition in society where the family is totally destroyed. Where the children are confused about whether they're a boy or a girl or something in between. The elimination of white babies. The elimination of our race. The destruction of our future. And you can see that all this is coming together and it's working perfectly. They've put their plan in place. And their reaction to any resistance is more of this legislation. The elimination of free speech on the internet. And they're doing it. And they're doing it well. And what is really the most alarming thing is you've got a large portion of society, even Rush Limbaugh, which I'm no fan at all, but I do, right now I'm in a situation where I listen to his broadcast some of the afternoons. Even Rush Limbaugh is saying things about race that 10 years ago I would have bet the farm he would never, ever, 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 ever say, and about the situations in which we find ourselves in today. I do believe that Rush Limbaugh really knows. Rush Limbaugh's paid $100,000 an hour, $85 million a year. He knows. He's never going to tell us unless maybe it's his last broadcast, but he knows what the situation is, I believe. But that just makes him part of the problem because he will not come out and stand up and tell us what's right. Now, I've got to revisit this story. More and more information keeps coming out, and I touched on it last week. We talked about it a little bit during the phone call time, but more information has come out. I've got to go back to it. Now, the FBI keeps releasing more information about Martin Luther King, and I know, you know, time is of the essence with everyone. Kevin Alfred Strom, actually, in 1994, had done a big investigation and had done a video. Actually, pretty much he exposed all this 23 years before it's coming to the revelation from the FBI release. Now, here are some of the conclusions from the FBI task force on the JFK assassination, which cover Martin Luther King. And I'm just going to run down through the list here for the sake of time quickly. King was surrounded by advisors with strong links to organized communism. His statements were always subject to approval by communist operatives, especially his main handler, Jewish communist Stanley Levinson. Was King's ghostwriter on numerous occasions. He was a secret supporter of communism, a wholehearted Marxist. His organization, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, set up a tax dodge to raise funds for its activities and conceal the Jewish communist sources. King took part in drunken orgies involving both black and white prostitutes, coerced young women to take part in unnatural acts, and initiate them if they were hesitant. He was also unfaithful to his wife and had sexual liaisons with numerous females, including Joan Baez. I didn't know that one. The report states that King advisors and handlers approved everything King said in advance. The report said that King was such a slow thinker, he is usually not prepared to make statements without help from someone else. It reads, I'm just reading this to you from the document. Linking King to communism, it stated King is a wholehearted Marxist who has studied it, Marxism, believes in it and agrees with it, but because of his being a minister of religion, does not dare to espouse it publicly. In another part, the document says during the 1960s, the Communist Party USA was striving to obtain a Negro labor coalition to achieve its goals in this country. Martin Luther King Jr. and his organization were made to order to achieve these objectives. As of February 1968, workshops to train ministers in urban leadership, evidently monitored by the FBI, the report reveals ministers in attendance later expressed disgust with the behind-the-scenes drinking, fornication, homosexuality that went on at a conference. Several prostitutes were brought in, and all-night sex orgies were held, and these prostitutes, with these prostitutes and with many of the delegates. Now, some of this I read last week, and I'm not going to for the sake of time, but it goes into a two-day drunken sex orgy. You know, isn't this interesting? My whole life, the movies, my indoctrination during 13 years at the public school system, you know, a total misrepresentation of history by Hollywood and by the public school system, you know, and now people are coming to grips with the fact that this reverenced and esteemed religious leader, masquerading as a religious leader, was actually just a Jewish puppet and was taking part in drunken orgies, and was the whole thing was a massive hypocrisy. But yet, I can tell you this, the NAACP is not going to march across the United States saying we've been lied to and duped and we've got to take down these Martin Luther King Boulevard signs everywhere. Well, hell no, they're not going to do that. They're going to keep on marching across the United States, taking down your Confederate statues, pretending that this is all some fictitious lie, and continuing to wage their war on the white race. It's easily predictable, isn't it? All right, coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media with Aaron. Back in moments.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. Short segment here, then we'll be at the top of the hour. I've got a few more news stories I've got to run down. Then we will move into taking phone calls. This is in the good news segment for today, something that is never, ever, 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 ever reported in the lamestream mainstream media. Listen to this. Poland, tens of thousands participate in nationalist march. The tide of nationalism is rising everywhere in the West, and it seems particularly high in places like Poland and Hungary. Tens of thousands of white people took to the streets marching, opposing their sick globalist agenda. When politicians see these kinds of displays, it makes them think twice before allowing infinity of refugees into the country. Now, the BBC reported tens of thousands of people joined a nationalist march in Warsaw on Saturday. This was a week ago today. It's a little bit old news. Organized to coincide with Poland's Independence Day, marchers chanted religious slogans such as God, honor, and country, and some called out racist chants and cure, including Pure Poland, a White Poland. An anti-fascist counter-protest attracted about 2,000 people. Police estimated over 60,000 people took part in the main march. Now, this being radio, I can't show you the pictures, but I'm here to tell you it is tens of thousands of people. It attracted far-right agitators from elsewhere in Europe, including Tommy Robertson from the UK and some guy from Italy. I don't recognize his name. But anyway, we are seeing the rise of nationalism. We're seeing it here in America. They call us white supremacists, but we're not. We're not. And we're seeing nationalism on, you know, not just white, but other races as well. But for the FBI to say they've got 1,000 white supremacists, you know, it's not supremacist. It is nationalism. You want to just be left alone. You want to have your own civil rights. You want the ability to you want the ability to discriminate with whom you do business with and have your own rights, just like all these other groups have, is actually what we're fighting for. But you can see this is the biggest thing they fear. They have to squash this. They have to omit it from the world news so that normies can't see this is going on in Poland, for the love of God, and then demonize and demonetize any and all organizations that do anything other than lick the boot of this cultural Marxism, this nation wrecking recipe, this full agenda, this full onslaught of the destruction of America and especially European Christian values. And so we're seeing the backlash because of the rise of nationalism. And I'm here to tell you, when you see it's getting bad, feel good. When you see it's getting worse, don't let it bring you down, because it's got to. It's got to bring more people into the realization that we are in the fight for the heart of this country and for our children's futures. Coming up on the break, back in moments. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.